Welcome, friends. I'm Connie. The Simply Happy podcast is where practical mindful tools and heartfelt insights help you create the life you want. What if I told you that you might actually be a minimalist and didn't even realize it? Have you ever been told that you just don't need much to be happy, or you have a tendency to like simplicity rather than excessiveness? And you've never actually labeled yourself a minimalist because, I mean, let's face it, you don't live in a house with nothing but white walls, no furniture, and you don't have a capsule wardrobe. But the truth is that minimalism isn't about deprivation or denying yourself of simple pleasures. It's actually more of a way of thinking about choosing peace over possessions and simplifying your life, both literally and mentally. The things you own end up owning you. One of the clearest signs that you might be a minimalist is how you purchase items. You tend to pause and put thought into your purchases instead of just buying spontaneously. You'll ask questions to yourself like, do I really need this mug, as you're standing in Target, before you actually put it into your basket? And of course, because you spend less money on things that you don't actually need, love, or use, you tend to save a lot more money than other people. Some people can live just fine in a very cluttered environment, but if clutter really gives you anxiety and stresses you out, then this is definitely a sign that you might be a minimalist. You like the mental clarity by having fewer items and no clutter in your house. Clear, organized spaces really make you feel like you can breathe and you're lighthearted and you stay focused in these areas. And if you like to organize your belongings and have clutter-free zones, that's definitely a sign that you might be a minimalist. Think about the last time you spent money and it made you really happy. If this time was on an experience instead of a purchase, this is a sign that you value experiences over possessions. For you, maybe collecting memories is more valuable than collecting possessions. You would rather buy a plane ticket than a pair of boots. Simple pleasures bring you a lot of joy. Whether you are picking blackberries and using them for your yogurt that morning, or if you are just walking in nature or enjoying a quality time with friends and family. Maybe you gravitate toward quality over quantity. If you live by the rule of buy once, buy well, so you don't have to buy again, then this is a minimalist outlook. Maybe you appreciate the craftsmanship of really good quality, or you're already thinking ahead and realizing that it's like an investment. If you buy quality once, then you don't have to turn around and buy that same product again down the road when it wears out or breaks. You don't chase trends or fast fashion, and for you, maybe it just feels pointless or even a little exhausting to always be chasing the newest, latest style. So instead, you choose timeless pieces that you can wear for many years. Minimalism doesn't just stop at the stuff that you own. It also extends into time and energy. And maybe you're one of these people that really protects the limited amount of time and energy they have in a day. So you prefer not to overschedule your schedule, but leaving lots of open time and space. You also don't really necessarily have to plan a packed weekend. The idea of having nothing to do sounds really appealing to you. If you get a little bit of a rush when you declutter your closet, you are definitely a minimalist without knowing, where you feel lighter when you let go of the things that no longer serve you, that are no longer useful to you, and that you don't love. You like the idea of donating old books to a library because it gives those books new life. There is freedom, not scarcity, in owning less. There is a lightness that kind of takes on when you have fewer possessions that you have to worry about, move around, clean, fix, and buy and store. At the heart of minimalism is contentment. It's that overwhelming feeling that you have enough. You have enough to be happy. You have enough to have all of your needs met. And this makes you feel good because you don't have this overwhelming sense of always wanting more. There's a sense of gratitude and appreciation for the smallest things that you have, like dishes and running water, and big things like a house or a roof over your head or a car to drive. Your decisions for what you bring into your life are not out of a sense of scarcity or longing to be like everyone else. You understand that you have enough, but also you are enough just as you are. And maybe you have an overwhelming sense that enough is actually abundance. If you recognize some of these traits within yourself, you may be a minimalist, but you don't have to call yourself a minimalist. You're actually just mindful of the things that you spend your time, money, and energy on. You're simply choosing peace over chaos, contentment over wanting, and quality over quantity. You're focused on what truly matters, creating more time and space for the people and the experiences that truly matter to you. Have a beautiful day, my friend. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. You can hear more from me on my website, ConnieReet.com, and social media platforms at ConnieReet. Your experience of the show means a lot to me. I invite you to rate it. See you next time.